I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. An immigrant seeking sanctuary from deportation at a church in the small town of Mancos in southwestern Colorado has the attention of Colorado's 3rd District Congressional Representative. Austin Cope from KSJD in Cortez has more.
Congressman Scott Tipton's office tells KSJD it has been in contact with the church about the case of Rosa Sabido. The Mexican national has lived in the Cortez area for the past 30 years. She entered into sanctuary at the church in June after immigration officials denied her request for a 7th stay of removal. She hopes to remain in the area to be near her aging parents. Her father is a U.S. citizen, and her mother is a lawful permanent resident. But their petitions to allow Sabido to remain in the country have not been processed. Tipton's spokesperson says the Privacy Act restricts his office from discussing details about his potential actions, but that he is, quote, aware of Sabido's case. I'm Austin Cope.
Colorado lawmakers have approved emergency funds for a health insurance program covering children and pregnant women. Yesterday, the legislature's Joint Budget Committee unanimously backed spending $9.6 million of state funds to run the program for another month if necessary. Members of Congress left for the holiday break Thursday without providing long-term funds for the Children's Health Insurance Program. Their short-term patch is designed to maintain funding through March, although some officials say the money could run out in early February. Colorado officials were planning to send notices next week to more than 75,000 kids and pregnant women, warning that coverage would end. Officials say a record-breaking number of people visited the summit of Pikes Peak in Colorado this year. More than 487,000 people had driven the 19-mile highway to the summit as of December 18th. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.